So let's review. The Gemara cites several ways where an occupant of a field takes the produce, but lo have a chazaka. He does not establish a chazaka, because as the Rashbam explains, le'ichbis le'limcheis to le'achzik k'demachazki inshi. The owner did not bother protesting because the occupant's unusual usage does not indicate ownership, since an owner does not use it that way. Hayman de'achzik megudid arudi ulabar lo have a chazaka. Landowners whose property adjoined a forest would fence in most of their property and plant some seeds in a small area outside the fence so that the wild animals would graze there and not enter the field. Thus, if someone used this area for 3 years, he has not established a chazaka because kol dezaranami arude achlilei. Whatever the occupant planted there is eaten by the animals. Therefore, le'ichbis le'limchis le'achzik ed'machaski inshi. The owner did not bother protesting because the occupant's usage did not indicate ownership, since an owner does not harvest these plants anyway. Achla orla b'klaim ein l'chazaka. If the occupant took forbidden produce, such as orla, the produce of a tree in its first 3 years, or klaim, grain that grew interspersed with vineyards, it's not a chazaka. Similarly, achla shvius ein l'chazaka. If someone occupied a field during Shemitah, when it is ownerless, he has not established a chazaka. The reason for all these cases is also because an owner does not harvest such plants since they are forbidden. If the occupant did not let the crop ripen, but harvested early to use as animal feed, it's not a chazaka because he did not use the field in this normal manner as an owner would. However, in an area where the people are wealthy and have many animals, it does establish a chazaka because this is normal behavior of an owner. Tafticha la b'chazaka. One cannot establish a chazaka in a particularly unproductive field because d'le'achzik d'machazki inshi. Similarly, apikur v'ayilkur la b'chazaka. If the occupant harvested the same amount that he planted and did not realize a profit, he does not establish a chazaka d'le'achzik d'machazki inshi. Another example of lahava chazaka, hani de bei resh galusa le machaski bon vle machaskin en behu. The members of the resh galusa's household were very wealthy and powerful. Therefore, they cannot establish a chazaka in other people's property because the owner may have been intimidated and afraid to protest. Similarly, others cannot establish a chazaka in their property because they don't bother to protest. They rely on their power to take it back whenever they want. The Mishnah earlier stated v'havadim. One can establish ownership of slaves with cheskes shalashanim. The Gemara challenges this ruling. There is a halacha of muchzik, which means that we generally assume that any movable object in the person's possession belongs to him. However, v'amrish lakish hagoydris einlen chazaka, this does not apply to animals, since they could have wandered into his property on their own. Similarly, a chazaka of 3 years of having a slave does not indicate ownership, because he may have come into one's property by himself. The Gemara answers, Einlen chazaka la'alter, ava yeshlen chazaka la'acha gimel shanim. The halacha of muchzik is not established immediately with animals or slaves, as with other movable property, because they could have come on their own. But a chazaka is established after 3 years since the owner did not protest. The Mishnah earlier stated, Sdeh ha'bal, cheskasa shalashanim ve'einan miyayim liyayim. A field for which rainwater alone is sufficient yields a crop once a year. Therefore, one does not need to use the property for a full 3 years, but establishes a chazaka of 3 years after harvesting three crops, even if this takes less than 3 years. The Mishnah elaborates, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadashim B'Rishayna, Gimel Ba'achrayna, V'Shnei Masa Chedesh Be'emtza HaReyut Ches Chedesh. He can grow one crop during the last 3 months of the first year, another crop during the second year, and then a third crop during the first 3 months of the third year, thus establishing a chazaka of 3 years through three consecutive crops within 18 months. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chedesh B'Rishayna, V'Chedesh Ba'achrayna, V'Shnei Masa Chedesh Be'emtza HaReyut Chedesh. He can grow a crop during the last month of the first year, another crop during the second year, and then a third crop during the first month of the third year, thus establishing a chazaka of 3 years through three consecutive crops within 14 months. The Gemara explains their machlokes as follows. The Rebbe Shmuel boyu peira rabba. The Rebbe Kiva boyu peira zuta. Rebbe Shmuel requires harvesting a fully grown crop, such as oats or barley, and this requires 3 months, while Rebbe Kiva suffices with harvesting a partial crop, such as for animal feed, which grows in 1 month. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion whether nir have a chazaka, whether plowing alone constitutes a chazaka, and cites a brayso in which this is indeed a machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Nara shana b'zara beiz, nara beiz b'zara shana, ain't a chazaka. If the occupant merely plowed the field during 1 year, even if he planted crops during the other 2 years, it's not a chazaka because he holds nir lo have a chazaka. Plowing is not a chazaka because, as the Gemara explains, mei ma'amar kol sheyave v'shiva dekarva la'ay la'bay. The owner is fine with someone else plowing his field as long as he doesn't profit. However, Reb Acha Eimer HaRezu Chazaka, he can establish a Chazaka this way, because he holds near Hava Chazaka. Plowing does establish a Chazaka, because as the Gemara explains, Le'avet Inish, the Kribu Le'la Ari V'Shasik, one would not allow someone to act as an owner in his property by plowing his field without protesting. The Gemara seeks a definitive ruling. On the one hand, Reb Acha B'chol Gedoyle Hadar Amri near HaRezu Chazaka. Many great authorities ruled that plowing is a Chazaka. However, Rav Nachum Yitzchak argues Rav Shmuel B'Bavel, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva Beretz Yisrael, Amri near Loi Hava Chazaka. The greatest authorities, namely Rav Shmuel in Bavel and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, ruled that plowing is not a Chazaka. And the Gemara shows his sources for these four rulings. The opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, Masnitinhi, in our Mishnah, they both require 1 or 3 months for a crop and do not suffice with plowing, as explained earlier. The opinion of Rav we see from the following statement. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva, Aval Chacham Aimrim Chazkasa Gimel Shana Miyem L'Yayim. Rav maintains that the Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva and requires 3 full years for all fields. The Gemara adds, Miyem L'Yayim L'Mutei Mai, Lav L'Mutei Nir Deloi. If even a 1-month or 3-month crop does not suffice, surely plowing is not enough. The opinion of Shmuel we see from the following. The Mishnah concludes, Amri Bishmol, Bamed Mamurim Bistei Lavan, only a field of grain requires 18 months. Av Bistei Ilan, regarding an orchard, Kanesas Tubuasai Umasike Zesa Bekanesas Keitzai, Hareli Gimoshanim. Harvesting 3 different crops, even in a short period of time, establishes a chazaka. For example, grapes, olives, and figs harvested even within 1 year are considered like a chazaka of 3 years. And Shmuel commented, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva sufficed with 3 different crops. Ava Chacham Aimrim, Ad Sheyigdur Shalish Gederis, V'Yivtzu Gimel Betziris, V'Yimtzu Gimel Masikis. The Tanakhama requires harvesting the same crop 3 times. For example, 3 crops of grapes, or 3 crops of olives or figs. The Gemara explains the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Dekel Naira Ikabinayu. They disagree regarding young date trees which yield 3 crops in less than 3 years. The Shmuel Hava Chazaka, Begimel Gederis, Shmuel holds that the Tanakhama would agree that he establishes a chazaka after harvesting 3 crops, while Rav holds that the Tanakhama requires 3 full years. The Rashbam points out, Pereshinon Beresh Pirkin Taima Dechezkel Gimel Shonim De'ad Shalosh Shonim Mizdar Inish Bishtari. We explained on Afchav Tes that Cheskes Shalosh Shonim is based on the rationale that a buyer only holds on to the deed for 3 years, during which the original owner should protest. This explanation follows the opinion of the Rabbanan according to Rav, who maintained that the occupant must always use the field for 3 full years. All other opinions, however, which suffice with a shorter period of time, must have a different rationale for Cheskes Shalosh Shonim. Thus, there are 4 possible opinions as to the length of a chazaka. Rabbanan alibi de Rav, according to Rav, the Rabbanan always require 3 full years. Rabban Alibi de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Rabban requires 3 crops of the same type of fruit. Rabbi Shmuel, for an orchard, Rabbi Shmuel requires 3 crops, even of different types. For a crop of grain, the minimum is 18 months. Rabbi Akiva, for an orchard, Rabbi Akiva requires 3 crops, even of different types. For a crop of grain, the minimum is 14 months.